Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayikra, Tavshin Pei Aleph. My apologies for missing 3 weeks in a row of no shmuz. 3 weeks ago was Purim. 2 weeks ago there was a Tiyot Tzvas. And last week there was just Ben Azmanim. So I took the week off. But there's always time for tshuva. And that's actually a big theme of what I'm about to speak about. And this week's parasha, we start Sefer Vayikra, and of course Vayikra deals a lot with korbanos. And what are korbanos? What are the korbanos there for? So a friend of mine told me this week to look at the Das Zakenim, which I just had the privilege of doing, and he said something unbelievable, a new perspective, perhaps if you thought about this before, but a new perspective of what a korban is. The Pasuk tells us, Vayikra Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, every korban, you should have salt on the korban. Don't ever stop putting salt on your korbanos. Why? Because it's forever. And Rashi tells us, al kor korbancha olas behema v'of v'umri kol kajim kulam, everything gets melach on it. Rashi also tells us why Melach was chosen, because Kadosh Baruch Hu made a covenant, made a bris with Melach from Sheish Mebrishis, because the Mayim HaTachtonim were separated from the Mayim HaElyonim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu promised, he guaranteed the Mayim HaTachtonim that they'll be born on the Mizbech. That's Nisach HaMayim on Sukkis, and salt Melach will be put on all the korbanos. Now, let me read to you inside the Das Kinnin Balatosis about, not just about Melach, but about korbanos in general. Listen to this. You can find this in the back of Makoros Gedolos. It's kedai to read this inside. Divar Hamask of Losaspis Melach. Lefishu Dover Hamiskayim. Why was salt chosen? Because it's something that stays forever. Salt just stays forever. We know it preserves things, but it also stays forever. Lahodia ki our korbanos brisla olam lecha parav lo l'terach Kadosh Baruch Hu. The purpose of korbanos is for us to for atonement and not for Hashem. Shara in the front of Loachil Loshtiyah. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't eat. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't drink. Elalazakos behemes Yisrael, to give opportunities for merit, to give us a schus to Klal Yisrael. Ki kisha adam chotei ma'akriv korban umischaper lo. When a person sins, Rachman Litzlan, which happens, ain't sad or shayasatov leyechda. Person sins. It's the reality. The mitzvahs. When he becomes clean from his sin, who nizer achar ekein milachto umlios od meluchlach ba'averus. A person needs opportunities for atonement. He needs a kapara. Why? Because if he's been dirty, he'll be in trouble, as we'll see in a moment. But if he's clean and he gets kapara and he's clean, so then he'll be clean. He'll try to do better next time. Let's continue. Avam lohem is chaper hayamos of lachto. If a person continues to sin, and he's not able to have an atonement, k'mosh amar chazal, like Chazal tells in Kedushin Daf Chof, kevin she'avar adam be'avera v'shana ba hutru lo. The Gemara says, when a person does an avera and he does it again, it's mutter to him. Sprech the Gemara, hutru lo so gadai toch. What? It's mutter. A guy does avera twice, now becomes mutter. Elanas is lo keheter. It to him, it becomes like it's mutter because the person continues to do it. So then, he sees no light at the end of the tunnel. He feels like he's totally stuck in that avera. He's not going to be able to get out of it. And he continues, Mashallah Adam Shabbat Soim Eno Mishamra Minatit. And if a person has dirty clothing, he's not going to prevent his garments from getting sullied with cement. Ava Adam Shabbat of Naki and Viafi Mishamra Mikotinuv. Somebody who has clean clothing, he's going to try to make sure that they stay clean. We see a huge yisod in life. Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the korbanos are there as an opportunity to continue to refresh and refresh and refresh ourselves. And it's understood that if a person, and I say this always about Yom Kippur, right? A person, after Yom Kippur, he has to believe that he's totally forgiven, because this way he has a clean slate. This way he won't sin anymore. Because why would a person sin after Yom Kippur? If he really believes he had slicha, mechil, and kapara, and he has a clean slate, so he'll be very careful about not sinning. But a person who doesn't think he's really clean from averos, so that's the kind of person that will sin after Yom Kippur. And this is the same yisod. The yisod is a person needs korbanos. Why? Korban chatos, certainly. Why? To feel as if he's getting out an atonement and he's starting new. He made a mistake, no problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love you. Just fix it. Just recognize you made a mistake. charata, remorse, kabbalah asid, and bring a korban, kapara. That's what korbanos are for. This is what Shlomo HaMelech meant when he said in Koheles, your clothing should always be white. Always feel as if you have a clean slate. Because that's the reality. Don't worry about yesterday. Worry about today. They say over from a Rebbe, what's the most important mitzvah that you do? And he says, whatever I'm doing right now. Forget yesterday. The Gemara Machlus Chav Gimel Beis. What's the whole point of Torah Mitzvahs? Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu want to give us Torah Mitzvahs? He wanted to give us opportunities for schools, opportunities for growth, opportunities for connecting to Him. Lo Yitan Fenu Mechid. Those, I think, those words of Das Kainim. It's not the words of the Gemara. So that he won't be sullied with sin. Gam Tziva Harbi Mitzvah Shimon Adin Odom Misham Me'atzmo. Mitzvah Sama Kodesh Baruch Hu De La Harbos Bischon Shal Yisrael. What's the whole point of mitzvahs? There's a lot of mitzvahs. For example, it just popped in my head. Kibbut Avim. It's pretty logical to honor your parents. Hashavas Aveda. It's pretty logical to return a lost object. But Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs that are tivi, that we think be natural. Why? To give us more opportunities for growth. Of course, you know, even Gola Mitzvah Mosa, maybe Shein Mitzvah Mosa. And not on the contrary. We get more schar when we're commanded. So it's double schar. But the point is, life and Torah and mitzvahs is there as an opportunity to grow and connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the korbanos represent this opportunity that even if we make a mistake, we're not lost in the sauce. We're not finished. The whole point of a korban is a kapara for our nefesh, so that we can start anew. Because if we continue to stay in the same state of sin, of dirt from sinning, so then we'll never be able to get out of it. This is the whole idea of Shevi Yipol Tzadav Ekom. Person should fall down and get up, and that's his Shevi Yipol Tzadav Ekom. So people say, oh, tzadikim, they can fall and get up. No, that's how you become a tzaddik. I was recently listening to a shir based on the Nesivas Shalom, and he says that's one of the main points of Pesach, that we were on the Memtes Shari Tuma, close to Shari Nun. Why did Hashem wait that long? Why did He take us at Shar Chof, Shar Lamed, the 20th level, 30th level? Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu decide to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim Dafka by the 49th level too? And it was so scary, so risky. The answer is, it was the lesson of Doros. This is the lesson of Doros, that no matter where you are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and will save us. He wants to show us that no matter, we reach the lowest level, it didn't make a difference. Because the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, which goes back, of course, from Avraham Avinu, Avraham, my beloved, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were supposed to be Mitzrayim, right? The Bispirin Abbasarim. But the point is, we have to know that we're Bnei Yisrael, we're Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Bonim Atim Lashem Elokeichem, we're Bonim, the keys were Bonim. And therefore, no matter where we are, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us. And that has to be one of the themes of Pesach and the themes of our Seder, to try to internalize, no matter where we're holding in life, no matter what Nisayon we're going through, we're Bonim Atim Lashem Elokeichem, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us, He takes us out of Mitzrayim. I also read in the Sefer HaRei Kedem, that also brings, alludes to this idea. Those of you that don't know, the Sefer HaRei Kedem was written by Rav Michal Shurkin, Shlita, Yeshiva Torah Moshe, and it's based on the Rabbi Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, the Rav, Rabbi David's Rebbe. And he says, a diuk, it says, Avodim Hayinu L'Faro B'Mitzrayim. We were slaves to Paro B'Mitzrayim. So why doesn't it say Avdei Paro? We're slaves of Paro. And how do we know that this is such a term, Avdei Paro? Because when it talks about the real Avodim, the non-Jewish, the Mitzri Avodim of Paro, in, I think it's Shmos Perek Yud, Pasuk Zayin, Vayomer Avdei Paro Elov, there is such a phrase, Avdei Paro. And the answer is because Klal Yisrael was never Avdei Paro. Their guf was Meshubah to Paro, but their neshama was never connected to Paro. They were always Bonim Atim Lashem Elokeichem. It brings down the Medrash, famous Medrash. Jewish people used to sit there and learn Megillus on every Shabbos. Lomar Shakadosh Baruch Hu goel on the fish hayunoichim b'Shabbos, that Kadosh Baruch Hu would redeem them and free them because they rested on Shabbos. So what do you see from here? That even in the Avdus, even when their bodies were enslaved to Paro, Tomid Haminu B'Gulasim, a person has to believe no matter where he is. And we know, Halol Avdu Yisrael, Halol Avdu Yisrael, the Jewish people Right, the Malachim complained that the Mitzrayim and the Jews both involved in Avodah Zarah. But it was the goof of the Jewish people. They're always Bonim Atam Lashem Elokechem. They always believed in the Geula. And this is the sort of life, and this is the sort of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that a person is automatically connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives opportunities to get close to him through mitzvahs. That's the whole idea. Ratzah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zakos Yisrael, Levichol, Chirul Ham Torah Mitzvahs. A Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give us opportunities to connect to him, to grow, to earn schar. And that's why he gives Torah Mitzvahs. And then the Korbanos. What's the pshat with Korbanos? It sounds a little interesting. We take animals, we offer them to Hashem. Hashem doesn't eat, as we saw in the Das Kanim. The pshat is because we need to do something to get ourselves kapara when we make a mistake, to make sure that we're in good standing, even though we're always in good standing, just to feel as if we're in good standing, no matter what we're going through. This is a huge yisod in life. The idea of a person, and of course, obviously we don't have kabbanos, there's limited kabbanos, there's same kabbanos, there's also slach lana avin kachatanu, right, the ideas of tshuva, charot ala omar, kabbalah ala asid, right, all these types of feelings, and say, it doesn't make a difference if I made a mistake, if I messed up. It doesn't make a difference where I come from, what my background is. It's about today. Today is the key. What am I doing today? Don't worry about yesterday. And that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu shows us. The Jewish people, Mem Tes Shari Tuma, Ovdei Avodah Zarah, it doesn't make a difference because we're always Bonim Atem, La Hashem Elokeichem. Have a great Shabbos.